Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel of Holland.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds Thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art.
Sing my soul, my
Reading from Jeremiah chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city, and two of a family, and will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors, according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass, when ye be multiplied and increased in the land, in those days, saith the Lord, they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Lord, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done any more. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem, neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. But I say, how shall I put thee among the children, and give thee a pleasant land, and a goodly heritage of host of the nations? And I said, they shall call me my father, and not turn away from me. Surely as a wife treacherously departeth from her husband, so have ye dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. A voice was heard in the high places, weeping and supplication of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, they have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of the mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. Let's pray and say, not only for others, but me too. I need that salvation, and so do you, all of us together. Our Father in heaven, we come to thee through Christ Jesus. We come giving thanks in his name for all that has been given. We give thanks for thy giving him, loving the world, giving thine only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Make us to know that without Christ we are a perishing people, each and every one of us. We give thanks, Father, that Christ could say, and thou didst send him to seek the lost and to save the lost. We give thanks that it could be said, he came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And we pray, Father, that we might have that repentance unto life, that repentance that we know we are such sinners that we cannot live without Christ. We pray that thou wilt bring us to that with thy Spirit and with thy word, for thy glory and for our present and eternal good, and that we also then might say with David, having a new song in my mouth, and many will hear it and fear and turn unto thee. Another time, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. We pray for that for ourselves and for all the church, that it might be revived in that it might again be a salt and a light in every nation. We pray, Father, for thy blessing also in the temporal things, those that need thy healing hand in the body, those that are in sorrow, they might be comforted. Those in weakness and older age, we pray for the broken homes, that they might be healed, and the children in those homes they might be taught by thee. We pray for the homeless, the hungry, all these calamities, Father, the war-torn nations, and the terribleness of the wars that are raging. Make people see the lie of it, and that they may hear the message again through thy word and by thy Spirit, because of Christ, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, through Christ. Amen. As we look again at this message from God to the people there before Jeremiah, the God that stated he is the Lord of hosts. We saw that from Isaiah some time back. We saw it as well from the Psalms, and it is here as well. The same Lord, the Redeemer, calling this people at a later time. Almost 400 years later than David, about almost 100 years later than Isaiah. And though different saints, different prophets, David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, the same Lord. And now, these 2,600 years later, we can hear the voice of the same Lord. He is here speaking through His Word. He is sitting on His throne in heaven. He is also everywhere present by His Spirit. The Lord Jesus, while here on earth, said, "There's not a sparrow that falls to the ground without the will of our Heavenly Father." And then asking the question, "How much more value are you than many sparrows?" All of that is true. True. There is a truth that can be known in the world. A world of lies. A world of lies from many different sources. Schools teach the lie of evolution. Government gives a right for the lie of killing the unborn. Lies in the ways of marriage and divorce and remarriage, in the church as well as from government. The lies in many ways. The wars that are raging are often from a lie, supposedly to be done in a right way, but they are not. They originate in a lie. And who is the father of lies? Satan. Here we have a word, sometimes spoken directly by God, just using the pen of David or Isaiah or Jeremiah, saying, "I am the Lord, there is none else. Look unto me, all ye ends of the earth." God speaking in the first person. And as we think again of those words of Isaiah concerning Christ, Isaiah chapter 44, "Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts," the two, the King and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. That's in chapter 44, chapter 47, "As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name." Yes, his name. You might say, "Well, I thought his name was this," or "I thought his name was that." That's true too. Whether we name him the Redeemer, or whether we name him Jesus, as the angel said, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins." It's one and the same. And then we can have him as well, as Lord. Lord of all. And here, Lord of hosts. When we think of hosts, we think of many. The Redeemer of many. What a blessing that many have been redeemed. And what a blessing that many can be redeemed today by hearing and believing. That's all it takes. Paul wrote later, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Then he also said, "How can they call on him whom they have not believed? And how can they believe on him whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without a preacher?" Here we read the promise. This third chapter, the 15th verse. "I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." Oh, how we need that today. In our confused world, almost everybody thinks others are wrong. And they're not always right in that. And even when they are right that others are wrong, sadly, they don't know themselves equally as wrong, and sometimes more wrong. After we have had our new president, we have had much protest. People speaking and saying, "I want to be governed," yelling, screaming. using words that I don't want to repeat. Terrible. Could such people be good leaders where they wanted to be? They wanted their way, their persons, to be leaders. If their leaders were like them, and very likely they were, like they say, birds of a feather flock together. Those that voted for those leaders, and those leaders were like the people that voted for them, or it would not have been done. We'd have to almost say they act like spoiled children. What must we do? God said of children to parents, spare the rod and spoil the child. How long before the rod will fall on us? The rod fell on Judah during the time of Jeremiah. He warned, and he's warning here. He's describing why. We read last week from the earlier part of this chapter of treacherous Judah. Treacherous sister. We read it again today, that they are treacherous. And we can see it in the next chapter. Treacherous. Dangerous. Deceitful. Deceitfully dangerous and dangerously deceitful. When someone is treacherous, you fear. God is in control. He doesn't have to fear that they can ever take him from the throne, neither they nor us, not you nor me, thankfully. We read verse 17, at that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord. If the Lord makes it that, it will be that. Nobody will stop him. When the Lord Jesus was here on earth, he preached what we call the Sermon on the Mount. Then he said, this is the city of the great king. He's one king that rules forever. All other kings, all other leaders have come and gone. But this one, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Yesterday, when he created the world. Today, when he is speaking, sometimes through the pen of the psalmist. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Other times, a number of years later, 1,000 years later, Paul repeats those words, referring back to David, saying, today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And we would say to myself and to you today, we must today hear the voice of God. Neither you nor I have a promise of tomorrow. Not in any way. Nationwide, there have been times. Recently, we commemorated Pearl Harbor, the terribleness of it. A calm Sunday morning, ships along the shore. Suddenly, the planes, the submarines, and it was fire, smoke, ruin, death. Suddenly, terribly, terribly, terribly. It could happen again. Later, sometime, it happened in one of the cities of Japan when the atomic bomb fell. All could be hustling and bustling about, doing things, and suddenly destruction. We read throughout the scripture, when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction shall come upon them. That did not happen here. It went slow. God began to take some of the people out through Nebuchadnezzar, a few captives. Daniel was among the first ones, then a few others, and then a number of others, all through a number of years. The people were so foolish. They said, those that are gone in captivity won't be there long. The captivity is short. They'll soon be back. Nebuchadnezzar took some of the vessels out of the temple. They said, they'll soon bring them back. Never to be brought back to that temple. That temple was burnt. 70 years later, they were brought back and had to build a new temple. 70 years of desolation after numbers of years of disobedience. Terrible disobedience. Some people like to say, well, we have different interpretations of Scripture. That is true. But I think more dangerous. Different degrees of disobedience. When we think of what took place here, we have the history here with Jeremiah. We have it described by others. And when we think of it as it took place through the history of the kings, and as it's recorded in Chronicles, we read that God sent his prophets betimes, sending them because he had compassion on his people and on his place. This is what we read there. The Lord God of their fathers sent them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God and despised his words and misused his prophets until the wrath of the Lord rose against his people and there was no remedy. It was about 4 years later that Nebuchadnezzar took the first captives, and that went on through the next 12 years. As I said, this time, that time, the next time, till either they were all killed or almost all carried away captive. Only a few stayed, and Jeremiah among them. And then those that he stayed with killed each other. And then those that were left fled to Egypt. It was terrible. A terrible, terrible time, as God said of it, when it happens, the ears of those that hear will tingle. Our ears are tingling now when we hear of this or that, the terrible massacres, the terrible ways that terrorists destroy villages, kill men, carry women and children captive, kill this way, kill that way, kill another way. But let me also warn you, no worse than killing a baby in its mother's womb. And then what we have when children are partially born, stabbing them to death. Doctors. Mothers want it. They want the way. And that's one of the things women are screaming for. We want our way. We want a woman's right to kill. We want a right to be murderers. That's how low we have come in our nation. We are joining with these people here, treacherous, deceitful, lying, loving self, but destroying self. If we destroy our babies, who will be next? God has said long ago, those that shed man's blood, by man shall their blood be shed. God raised up Nebuchadnezzar after innocent blood flowed in Judah. God could not pardon it because of it. And I must warn you, you are bringing on yourself terrible things in this country, in other countries as well, if you're doing the same. There's only one or two countries that I know of that don't allow the killing of babies in their mother's womb. Almost all others do. They do it with us in our wicked nation. And this was one of the particular sins, but there were many more. And we read of that here, all these different sins that they committed under every green tree, on every hill. They had their groves. Josiah had, for a time, destroyed them, but other kings after them returned to those evil ways. And the people with these wicked kings, as Jeremiah here said, though they turned with Josiah, they turned but feignly, as we read last week, and not with the whole heart. Terrible. But God is still calling them to repentance. He is saying, as we, the first verse that we read today, "Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married to you." They had a special place, a special relationship with him from the time of God calling Abraham and giving much promises to Abraham, to his seed, and especially that promise through his seed, Christ. "In thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." One Savior for all nations. Sometimes described by Jeremiah as the branch. Jeremiah doesn't speak of him as much as Isaiah did. Isaiah speaks much, and we sometimes call him the gospel preacher of the Old Testament. The psalmist also speaks of him, and other prophets do as well. Daniel did. Daniel described him as one cut out of the mountains without hands that would rule over the whole earth, and he will. He has come first as a creator, spoke with the Father, and it was so. So simple. God said, let there be light. God said, let there be this. God said, let there be that. And it was so. If you would have heard God speak, shut your eyes and held them shut for a moment, open them, it was there. We talk about the length of days. It happened on a day, but it didn't take a day. God spoke and it was done. And it was good. That's why we have the order that we do. Seed time and harvest. Summer and winter. New moon every 29 days. Light and dark. All of that changes. Evolution supposedly went slow, slow, slow. Thousands, millions of years to change this and that. What a foolish, wicked, lying theory. And they call it a fact. And as we read, they don't want to hear the truth. Those that would say the truth are despised. And those that say the lie, they are the ones that are recognized. And again, as Isaiah said, they call evil good and good evil. And that's where we are. If these people were treacherous, do you think we're better? Think of the treachery of the politicians. And most people think it's on the other side. But we're all guilty, as Paul said, asking the question, are we better than they? Speaking of others, speaking of other nations, different races, whether it's two brothers or whether it's husband and wife, we can ask the question, are we better than they? And the answer comes back for all of us. In no wise we have together become unprofitable. None that doeth good, no, not one. That's why, as I said in the beginning, when we have these promises here for others long ago and also promised for the future, me too. I need it. And as one song states, I need Jesus. I need him every day. Another song is, just as I am, I come to thee. Yes, come as a sinner before God through Christ.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise